This is John Batchelor. I spoke with Elon Berman of the American Foreign Policy Council about a revelation he made to me that I was stunned by because I had not read it to my knowledge here in the U.S. The Russian forces are building elaborate gulag-like prison camps, both in Ukraine, the part they occupy, the eastern Donbass, and in Russia, to keep the POWs from the war, as well as civilians they arrest or detain who are suspect, and to keep them indefinitely. There is no information that Elon has of visits by the International Red Cross or by other transnational organizations to make sure of the safety and health of the people who are being kept, the POWs and the civilians. It's extraordinary also because it's in violation of everything I understand about the Geneva Convention for Conduct of War. Is Russia flagrantly inviting enmity after the conflict ends? And why these gulag-like prison camps? To what end? Elon's explanation is a fascination, but the whole matter leaves me puzzled. Here's Elon.
Hi, John. this is a really big story, and it's one that's not getting, in my estimation, nearly enough traction because I think it bespeaks the larger Russian strategy of what the Kremlin is after in Ukraine. Because the war that's underway now, the war that's been underway for a year and a half, is built around the assumption that Russians and Ukrainians are one people, even though the Ukrainians object to that classification. And if the Ukrainians resist, then they must be pacified. And so what you're seeing is, and this is all sort of stemming from reports that the Associated Press has done based on documents that they've received from the Russian government, right? Credible documents, verified documents about the fact that the Kremlin is establishing this network of prisons designed to house both Ukrainian servicemen that have been captured, right, POWs, or and additionally Ukrainian civilians as well, right? So what you're seeing is a long-term plan by the Kremlin to pacify the Ukrainian population, both active military and civilians. And it's a plan that's going to spin out over the next couple of years because the Russian documents make clear that this network is being built now, and it won't actually be fully constructed until 2026. So what you're seeing is that Moscow is very, very clearly settling in for a long war.
Any visits by the International Red Cross, any representatives from the United Nations allowed to meet with these prisoners?
Not that I know. And this is a really striking thing because during wartime, this sort of transparency on POWs is part of the widely accepted Western way of war. But we're not seeing very much at all in terms of transparency about sort of who Russia has, what they're doing. All we see is international investigations that are done sort of experientially because they're interviewing Ukrainian miners that have broken free and they've made it to the West. But there's very little transparency about what's actually happening within Russia itself.
I'm John Batchelor.